If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. It is so normal for changes in your hormones, aka your period, to make a breakup feel that much harder, which is why I'm so excited to share Hormone Harmony with you from Happy Mammoth. My hormones have been on a wild ride the past 3 years with my pregnancies, and my PMS was getting to be so difficult to manage. With Hormone Harmony, I love that it supports hormonal balance and regulation, promotes healthy weight loss and curbing carb cravings, improves sleep quality, and reduces occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. With over 17,000 reviews and over 2.2 million customers, Hormone Harmony's biggest feedback is women feeling like themselves again, which I know you'd like to experience too. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. This is 2 weeks in a row that you guys get only me. So I guess yay. Today's episode is one that was requested through the Facebook group, which is signs that you're getting over your ex. And I really enjoy this topic because I do think one of the biggest misconceptions about breakups is what it means to have moved on or to quote unquote be over the person. I think a lot of us just have the wrong picture of what it looks like to be over an ex. And probably more importantly, I think we see it as some big finish line where we just wake up one day and we realize, oh, I'm over this person, or we hit some accomplishment. I do think that's why a lot of people equate dating someone new with being over an ex, because that is something tangible. Whereas a lot of the stuff that I'm going to talk about today in this episode isn't necessarily this very tangible thing that you necessarily quote unquote achieve and you know that that's it. And even more so, the fact that it's not this tangible finish line, it's going to be different for different people. I can't necessarily prescribe one sure sign that you're over your ex, because again, that's going to look different for other people. Some people, you know, when they're going through a breakup, they might instantly be okay with not checking their ex's social media, but they're completely ridden with grief and can't drive past a certain restaurant. So for them, it's going to look different. So everyone's breakup is different. Everyone's healing is different. So when I'm going through the different signs, quote unquote, just know that not all these will apply to you. Some of these might seem like, oh yeah, I have that, and it didn't even feel like that big of a deal. And some might be, whoa, this is something I will never necessarily achieve. So just know that maybe pick a few that really resonate with you. And some of these, you might feel like you're far from being over your ex, but then as you're listening to this episode, you do identify with a few things. So I think another mistake that we make is we're constantly looking at the things we wished we were over instead of looking at the things that we have accomplished in the healing journey. And this is why people say, why is the year mark so hard with a breakup? And I think it's because we have this imaginary list of things that we think we will have accomplished when by the time it's been a year since the breakup, instead of looking at all the things we have walked through in the past year, we look at the things that we think where we should be at. And that makes it really difficult. So that's along the same lines of why those big milestones, 6 months, 1 year, can feel so daunting. So in addition to listening to all these different things that I'm going to walk through, I highly encourage you to make a list of things that you have walked through and that you are really proud of when it comes to the breakup, because that is equally as important as having a list of goals of things that you want to not feel anymore, whatever that looks like. And I also want to take some time to make a point as to what being over your ex doesn't look like, because I think a lot of people, I don't know if they get it wrong, but they have unrealistic expectations of what it looks like to be over their ex. So first things, it doesn't mean that you don't think about your ex. That's not a thing. You're never going to not. I mean, you'll go certain periods of time without thinking about them, but it's not like they're never going to cross your mind again. It's not eternal sunshine of the spotless mind where they are, you forget that they existed. So not thinking about your ex doesn't mean you're not over them. Forgetting them, I think that's a big fear that we have, that our ex is going to forget us and we think we need to have forgotten them to be moving forward. That also doesn't happen. You don't forget people that you're in relationships with. I've said this so many times, but I still remember like my middle school boyfriend, first, last name. I can probably tell you his birthday. So you don't just forget people. So that's also not a good judge of how far you've come. And like, we're still going to have times where we're sad, and that could happen years down the road. So the thinking about them, getting sad about them, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. So I have my notes here. I'm going to go through kind of a checklist of things that I've seen and things that I've heard from other people where they really feel like, okay, these are signs that I'm moving in the right direction. And I love the quote, direction is more important than speed. I'd so much rather see you making slow progress in the breakup than hurrying to get through it. Okay, so one of them is being excited, and I added even being curious about dating again. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're ready to be in a new relationship, but when you think about dating, you feel a little bit excited just to see what's out there, to see how you're going to be on a date. Doesn't mean you're not nervous, doesn't mean you're not going to compare the person to your ex. It just means that it feels exciting and feels like something that maybe you're getting ready to try. Being able to listen to music that reminds you of your ex. And again, this doesn't mean that you hear the song and you don't think about them. It just means you hear the song and you go, this is a really good song, you know, and I'm not falling apart when I hear it. Not wanting to contact your ex. So this can be a wide range. This can be from not obsessively wanting to contact your ex, where you think, yeah, I still really would like to reach out to them, but it doesn't feel like I'm constantly having to stop myself from doing it. And then you will get to the point where it's, I don't really have a desire to reach out to them. So again, that one's kind of a big spectrum. Not thinking it's your ex every single time your phone goes off. That's a big one, because I know in the beginning, a lot of us go through that. So when your phone's going off, you're seeing text messages come through and you're not getting disappointed every time because it's not your ex. Being able to talk about the breakup without getting emotional. And this doesn't mean that feelings don't resurface from time to time, but I think you get to this point where you're telling the story about the breakup and it feels less and less connected to you. You can almost tell the story from like a bird's eye view. it almost gets to a point where you kind of feel like you're telling someone else's story, and it doesn't feel so, I don't know, just so emotionally charged is what I'm trying to say. Seeing your relationship objectively. This is a really big one. Instead of being able to just see your relationship as having good elements, bad elements, sad times, good times, when you're seeing your relationship as the best thing that's ever happened in the entire world and you're never going to get that again, that's not great. And then you also don't want to think about your relationship as full of just tainted and bad memories. Just when you can look back on the relationship and see, okay, we had some great times. We were super happy at certain times. They pissed me off at certain times. We had some intense fights that I didn't love. So just being able to see the good and the bad, that's a really good sign. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Investing in yourself can mean many different things when you're going through a breakup. But when it comes to financial investments, investing can feel intimidating and many people don't know where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest in Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Taking initiative over finances and investments is something that has really added to my overall feeling of empowerment and has helped provide a hopeful feeling as I think about my future. And I love that Acorns makes it so easy. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/heartbreak. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Breakups come with a lot of fears. I know when I was navigating my breakup, I feared I lost my last chance at love. I feared that I ruined the relationship. I felt scared at the thought of dating again. And while these fears are not necessarily true, I know they feel incredibly real. Halloween is coming up, which lets us have fun with what scares us, but what about those fears that don't involve zombies and ghosts? Therapy is a great tool for facing your fears and finding ways to overcome them. Sometimes just voicing my fears in a therapy session is so helpful in taking the power out of them. Because sometimes the scariest thing is not facing our fears in the first place and holding ourselves back. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Overcome your fears with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. I don't know about you, but I am ready to be done with the heat and ready for sweatshirt weather. Whether you're excited about sweaters, pumpkin everything, or decorating for Halloween, Pair Eyewear offers infinite possibilities starting at just $60, including a prescription. Plus, you get 15% off by using code HEARTBREAK at PairEyewear.com. I was so excited to shop for and receive my Pair Eyewear sunglasses. They are so cute, and I picked up different colored top frames that snap right on so I can change my look in seconds. Not only do they have sunglasses like I got, but they have prescription glasses too. I've been wearing my pink clear frames as we near the end of summer and will be swapping those out with my tortoise and black top frames as the weather cools off. When you're going through a breakup, it's fun to switch up routine and style, and you can fall into a new routine with infinite possibilities from Pair Eyewear. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code HEARTBREAK for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that Heal Your Heartbreak sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's Pair, PairEyewear.com, code HEARTBREAK. Not thinking about your ex obsessively anymore. This is, again, on a spectrum. And again, this doesn't mean you're not thinking about them. It just means that it doesn't feel like you're constantly stuck in this obsessive loop about them. And even if you start going down that road of obsessive thinking, you know how to pull yourself out. And you're stuck in it for less and less time. So again, on a spectrum, we just want to see progress in that arena. Finding out your ex is dating someone and not being completely devastated by it. You're going to feel something. I can almost guarantee it. You're going to feel a little gut punch, but it's not going to derail you and you're not going to feel like you're going through the breakup all over again. being able to look at old photos of you and your ex. And again, you don't need to test this theory out if you know you're not ready for it. We don't need to do like exposure therapy in that way. But if a photo comes up and you can see, wow, that was fun, that trip that we took. That was a really fun trip. Not, oh my gosh, we're never going to have a trip like this ever again. Again, it's not devastating. It's just something that you can see and realize, okay, that was a great memory that this relationship added to my life. Not wanting to look at your ex's social media. And again, I'm going to add more of an asterisk of not obsessively wanting to look at your ex's social media. I think there's always going to be this element. I mean, you know, months down the road, curiosity is, oh, I wonder what they're up to. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about, but every time, most of us go through a phase when in the beginning of a breakup, every time we go onto social media, we feel this pull to look at their profile. That pull is gone, where it's not every time, it's not every day, it's not you're having to physically stop yourself from going to look. Knowing your ex wasn't the one and being okay with that, meaning you know there are other people out there that will make you happy in a relationship. That's huge, to feel like your ex wasn't your one and only soulmate and you're never going to have another chance at love again. Your ex was a person that you were in a relationship with, and they obviously fed that for and were a great partner for a period of time, but they're just no longer in your life anymore, and they're not just this godlike figure of the only person you're ever going to end up with. So that, again, once you can see that there are, even if you're not ready to see other options yet, just knowing that, okay, in time I will find another person to be in a relationship with. Significant dates passing and you feeling okay. It's not that you don't remember them. It's just, okay, your would-be anniversary comes and you go, okay, today would have been our anniversary, but you know, I'm going to work today. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to see my friends. It's not something where in the beginning you have to really make an effort to plan around those days because you know it's going to be really hard on you. I remember hitting the year mark of my breakup and realizing, oh, wow, it's been a year today, and having a moment, but it wasn't this looming date where I knew it was coming up and it was stressing me out and I was feeling sad about it. It was just a passing thought. A lot of knowing that you're making progress in a breakup is going from obsession to passing thoughts. In, you'll notice that there's a theme in a lot of these things. Going a day and then going days and then going weeks without thinking about your ex. So there might be a time where you're about to go to bed and you realize, whoa, I haven't thought about them at all today. And that goes with like crying too or getting emotional. The crying one will stop before the thinking. But maybe, you know, it's been, oh my gosh, I haven't cried this whole week. That's great. That's a huge sign. And then I haven't thought about my ex this week. That's huge. So just noticing, and again, first it's going to be, I mean, the first one that's huge is not having your ex be the first thing you think about when you wake up. So maybe it's lunchtime and you think about them and you realize, wow, this is the first time they've crossed my mind today. That's big. Again, all of these things are very, I don't even, sometimes I will call them small wins, but they're not even small wins. They're very significant wins when it comes to something as painful as a breakup. Running into your ex and not feeling overwhelmed or like you want to run away or anything, you can just see them as someone out and about. Doesn't mean you're not going to get butterflies or you're not going to have some kind of reaction, but just not having this freak out about it. No longer hoping you and your ex will get back together. Just being able to see, okay, we clearly didn't work out for a reason. That doesn't mean, again, that you're not completely over them. It just means that, okay, I still have more to go, but I can recognize why we are not together anymore. That's a big one. Seeing your ex as just another person, not as a perfect person and not as a horrible person. And this goes with seeing the relationship objectively. Seeing your ex objectively is, this is like one of the biggest ones that I will say when someone says, what are three signs that you're getting over your ex? This is being able to see them objectively is big. It means that they're off the pedestal. You're not thinking that they're this perfect person that you'll never achieve ever again. You can see them as someone that had, just like yourself, we all have good qualities. We all have qualities that we could probably improve on. We have things that we love about ourselves. We have things that we don't love about ourselves. So you should be able to see your ex in that light as well, because I know your ex wasn't perfect. No one is perfect, especially when it comes to a relationship. We all have imperfections that pop up, and we all have things that don't vibe well with other people. So being able to notice all of those things, that's a really big one. Forgiveness, being able to forgive them, not saying, I don't know. And again, this is not letting them get away with anything if they hurt you. It's just, okay, they hurt me and I'm letting that go because I want to move on. So being able to get to some kind of place of forgiveness. When you think about the breakup, not feeling in turmoil or devastation, but feeling somewhat at peace. It's not this big, heavy, loud thing when you think about the breakup. It's, okay, that was really sad to walk through and that was really hard to walk through, but I'm doing it and I'm doing okay. That's a great place to be. Dreaming about your ex. This, you could dream about your ex in 10 years. So not to say that if you ever have a dream about them that it's not going to happen, but in the beginning, I think we can all agree that you dream about them a lot. So once those slow down a little bit, that's another good sign. Because again, it means that your brain's not heavily having to process this person at night. Memories evoking appreciation and not hurt. We kind of touched on this, but being able to see memories for what they are and not feeling like all your memories are tainted. You know, if you think about a vacation that you went with them on, it's not like, oh, I hate Hawaii. It was the place I went with my ex of Hawaii. It was really cool. I'm sad I won't go back with this person, but you know, it doesn't mean it's a horrible place. No longer plotting ways to run into your ex. I mean, this might not be everyone. I know I did this in the beginning of not necessarily just going places that I knew maybe I might run into them, not necessarily stalking or anything like that, but just, okay, they used to go to this coffee shop a lot. If I'm in the area, popping in there, it's more just, I'm just going about my life without thinking of how I could potentially run into them. And then no longer obsessing about what your ex is doing. That's another big one of just, and this ties in with the very last one that I wanted to say, which is just seeing your ex as another human on the planet. They're out existing. You're out existing. You guys shared a chapter of your life together, but now they're still going to work and they're hanging out on the weekends and they're seeing your friends and you're seeing your friends and you're going to work during the week. It's not so much, I need to wipe this person off my mind or I need to know what they're doing. It's more, I'm just in my lane and I can recognize that they're in their lane. So, because there's that quote of like grieving a person who's still alive. It's more being able to see it doesn't feel painful that they're out existing without you. I feel like I said that's a big one after all of them, but these are all really big signs that you're getting over your ex. So that's my list. I'm sure there are other ones. I hope everyone can appreciate small wins and everyone can. And I will say, if none of these rang true for you, that's okay. You will get there. Hopefully this can give you some different ideas of when you can feel progress instead of these like big, huge things. And a lot of these, you probably won't even realize at the time. It might just be, and I've shared this story before, but I was on vacation with my family like 7 months post breakup, and I was out on a hike and I just had this moment where I realized I really feel good about the breakup. I feel really happy. I feel happy single. I feel proud of myself. So it might just be that one day you look back and you see, whoa, I've made so much progress. It's not necessarily you achieve that and bells start ringing and like this prize pops out. A lot of this will probably be something that you can recognize more in hindsight. And that's why it is important to regularly reflect on how far you've gone. So that's my message for today. I hope it rings true for some of you and gives you things to look out for and strive for. And and gives you more of like a positive outlook on what it means to be over the breakup. And I will see you guys back here next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.